It is with my greatest honor that I introduce you to the number one podcast in the country.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.
And honestly, it's like super exciting to say that. It really is. And I'll break the news to my mom here in just a couple seconds and explain what we're talking about. But if you're new, welcome to the show. We have a podcast here that is based on three principles. It's live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot. And we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Well, we are the number one podcast in the country right now.
Shut up.
How crazy is that?
No way.
I just found out a couple of minutes ago. It's been a wild day, y'all. I've been recording.
No way. And you just predicted that for the year yesterday.
I know. So I feel like I can just retire for the year. It's crazy, right?
What?
So we are the number one podcast in the country, according to you. And that is like, what?
Oh,
that is so crazy.
God,
it is so incredible.
So crazy.
Let me take a step back in case you haven't been here before. We are every month, the amazing community that is this podcast votes for us for Podcast Magazine. And honestly, I would say majority of the time we come in the number two spot, right?
Yes.
Our sister podcast, The Upside, does really well. And they just, it's a massive, massive show. And
yes.
They're typically number one, right? And
right.
So they
and have been for months and months and months months.
Like almost 2 years in a row.
Yes.
And so we've always supported them being number one, by the way.
Oh,
we never wanted to challenge them to be. We always said we wanted to be number two, right?
Right.
But I don't know what the difference was this month. I think it has to do with Dante, but we'll explain that in a second. So we've been kind of slipping though. Like we'll fall a couple of spots and, you know, like totally bums me out. And I'm like, you know, but so I'm sitting here and y'all, today's just been hellacious, honestly, because we had to Friday's radio shows are really complex. There's just a lot that goes into, and we do a segment where we get some listeners on the air. We tried to do that from home today and it was just a mess. But we got it done, but the show took like literally 4 hours to record, which typically it takes about 2 hours to record. So it was just kind of messy, right? And I'm sitting here, I get a text from Jeff Dollar, and who runs the Upside podcast. And he usually texts me when the list comes out. He'll send it to me. Because honestly, I don't go looking for it because I know it can really affect my mood on one way or the other. So I just wait for him to text me. And then I just say, all right, well, I mean, it is what it is. So I saw the text come in. I'm like, I bet it's that list. So he opened the list and there it was. The number one podcast in the country is Certified Mama's Boy.
Wow.
So thank you. Like, thank you. Thank you. Even
thank
if you didn't
so
vote this month or you
much.
Voted in the past, like we always do consistently well on this chart. And it's just, I don't know. It's just cool because we made predictions yesterday too. Cause I was like, one of my goals for this year is going to be just for once. And I don't know how we're going to pull it off, but I was like, 1 month, I'm really going to focus hard on it and like every day harass you guys to get it done. luckily I won't have to do that now. Cause I really like sitting number one is super stressful all the time. And you're just like, I don't really necessarily know if we want to be number one all the time. So it was really cool. So I don't want to say I manifested, but it's just crazy that we just talked about it yesterday being number one and then it's already number one.
This year and here we are.
Yeah. So thank you.
What
I feel like we can just shut the year down now.
Thank
what a
you,
weird
fans.
Year.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that. Really, really appreciate
yes.
You voting
so
for
much.
Us. And I think what happened honestly was Dante figured out a way to, when you click on the link now to vote for Podcast Magazine, like if you don't go to their website, but if you use the link that I either put on my Instagram or that's on the fans page, like it'll automatically fill in Certified Mama's Boy for you and The Upside and Kramer and Jess Uncensored.
Uh-huh.
And so Kramer and Jess number two podcast this month as well. And so I think that has a lot to do with it because, or you guys just came out in droves. maybe you're just feeling super super holiday, you know, because the voting usually ends about the 10th day of the month anyway. So,
right.
I don't know. I'm feeling super grateful today. I'm just really thankful that you would take the time to do that.
Me too. Grateful and excited. And so is the upside number three?
No, the upside's not number three.
What?
Wow. Let me see what number they are.
I'm sad about that.
They are. They were number seven this month.
Oh.
So, I think that. Yeah, I think that they. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. They asked their listeners to vote this time. But anyway, congratulations to everyone that listens to this podcast. Really appreciate it. Let's help our friends the upside get back up there too. So we really need to make it like one, two, and three. You know, but the fact that we were one, it's like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy.
so crazy.
Thank you to Dante. If you text the word vote, VOTE to 888 Kramer 8. It's the easiest way we've ever been able to do this podcast or to vote for this podcast. So just text vote, VOTE, to 888 Kramer 8, and then we'll go from there. So let's do a quick COVID check really quick. I'm on day 9 now. I'm gonna get some freedom coming up tomorrow. Do I leave on the 10th day? Does that mean or do I have to wait 10 days until I can go out? I don't even know what the rules are.
I would say that you have to wait 10 full days, not go out on the 10th day.
Sunday, I can finally go back out to humanity without a mask. Well, either way, I don't really go anywhere without a mask anyway, but it doesn't really matter.
You can go out Saturday.
This is technically today is Friday, is the 9th day. So Saturday is the 10th day.
Okay, you're talking. Okay.
But again, I don't really go anywhere without a mask anyway, so I don't really go anywhere, that's period. Right. Honestly, I've kind of loved this quarantine. Like when we were working from home this time last year, for some reason, it really bothered me. I was like so cabin fevery. I think maybe because I was like go all of December.
Yes.
And I don't know. Like I am kind of looking forward to just having 3 days now of just – like chill time in the house and just kind of like ramping back up. I would say today I'm 6 out of 10.
Okay,
still have
that's
a headache.
Where you were yesterday.
Yeah, still have a headache, which has been really annoying. Mm-hmm. I slept terrible last night. And I had the weird. I don't know if it's a COVID thing or not, but I've never experienced anything like this before. And tell me if you've had COVID. Or maybe you've got a theory of what happened here. I'd love to hear your explanation of what happened here. So it's kind of went to bed a little bit early, actually. Maybe I'm not early, but 9 or whatever. And I woke up around 11 and like I was like super itchy, like itchy, like my skin itched.
Oh,
and I don't know why. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't like my whole body itched. It was like one spot to another spot to another. So it'd be like my butt would itch, and then like my shoulder would itch, and then like my chin would itch, and then like my foot would itch. Like the most like, and like the most like you have to scratch this scratch like right now. And I'm just like, oh, that's inconvenient.
How random,
you know?
Is that?
It was so, I've never in my life been kept awake by having to itch, and like not just one spot, like over and over and over, like different spots, different. And that went on for like 3 hours. I eventually at like 1:45 got up and just like took a shower because I just felt like I needed to like cleanse my body, you know?
Oh.
So kind of an annoying night, but
did that
glad
help?
To get it. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I at least went to bed afterwards. So that was good. I've just been kind of dragging ass all day because of it.
Yeah.
Only thing I'm worried about is, you know, going back into humanity is not even going back to humanity, but just I still sound really not great. I sound super nasally.
Yeah.
So I feel like I need to go get something for my nasal passages.
Uh-huh.
But if I take my Tylenol stuff, I'm usually like, okay. Like I can kind of get by. But I don't know that I want to come out.
You do saline rinses, don't you?
I haven't in a long time. I don't even know I still have like a neti pot.
Yeah. You can get one.
But it's one of these things where I feel really weird. I thought I'd be so ready to get out of this house. uh-huh. and just go and like do anything, like literally uh-huh. anything else. And I'm more just like, I can't wait to sit around and do nothing this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be so good just
well,
to like.
Two things. I mean, it's been stressful having to do the radio show from home.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, the weather has been so horrible.
That's true. Terrible.
Yeah. And you've had yeah. the stress of Kiki. I mean, you've had a lot of stress.
Right.
So
let me tell you the last
it.
Thing that I'm worried about when it comes to quarantine being over, other than like just having to talk to humans again, is y'all, Monday's the day. Like, Monday's the day. And I was already dreading this day when I thought it was going to be last Monday. But like Monday's the day where I'm going to get my diet back on track. Cause it's just like, it's been wild. Like I basically had an extra holiday. Cause I don't know. People are, they're lying to you if they say you lose your appetite when you have COVID. I had the complete opposite where I just wanted to eat and eat and eat and eat. And now I'm not necessarily feeling as hungry. Like for some reason I got extremely hungry when I had COVID, but I think now I'm just bored eating because I'm just sitting around the house a lot. I don't really feel like this hunger, but I'm just more like, oh, it's been an hour. Let me go eat something. I'm like, oh, it's been an hour. I should go.
What else can you do?
And my meal prep didn't come this week because there was like a whole miscommunication. Mm. And so I just been ordering like Chipotle. I've been eating chips. I've been eating just like sugary stuff and cereal every morning. I can't tell you the last time I had cereal. I haven't done Magic Spoon in a couple of months. So I got like just regular ass, like not Fruity Pebbles, but Cocoa Pebbles and like Cinnamon O's and just stuff like that. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, who am I? Who is this guy? So I don't know. I'm not even going to weigh myself. I'm not even going to weigh myself till February. I'm not even going to like touch that scale because I just can't even imagine after the holidays where I was eating like candy for breakfast. And then I haven't worked out since I had COVID. So since I tested positive, I've just been kind of resting up.
Right.
So I have no idea. But Monday is the day. And if you've done it, if you've been there and you've already kind of started your holiday detox, if you have any tips of like what you do, because y'all, I've been eating a bag of chips a day again, my same old nonsense when I was, you know, 25 pounds heavier, 30 pounds heavier. So if you've already started a detox, like what is your way to start to stop eating just terrible? You know, like what are you doing to like not eat
get
like trash after
track.
The holidays? Yeah. When you've been
doing that. So. Oh, excuse me. I
hear people yawn on podcasts. That's really unprofessional, but it's been a long day.
Well, I am kind of bored.
It's been a long week. No, it's just been a long week, man. Like what? COVID and still putting together a radio show every day. It's been a lot. Okay, let's do our little victories, Mom, and then we'll. I know. It was kind of a cool way to end the week, right?
So great. Yeah.
We celebrate little victories on this show. Every Friday, we ask you to turn into your life and to kind of look at something that you have achieved this week that you feel accomplished by. And we say little victory. Like, don't, you know, we're not going to celebrate, like, during little victories, we don't celebrate being the number one podcast in the country, right? We will celebrate, we will celebrate things like, you know, like I,
losing weight, exercising every day,
a little bit. Yeah. Like if you exercise all 5 days or all 3 days, whatever you set your new, if you're still doing your resolution so far a weekend, like that's a little victory, I'd say.
Uh-huh.
Right. If your kids like didn't drive you crazy this week or something, just something like that. So start thinking about it. And we'll go over ours. And then, of course, if you're a certified fan, we'd love to hear yours on the certified fans page. So, Mom.
Yes. Mine is that I had, and this is a big victory for me, but probably a little victory for most people, especially younger people. But I can now use my Apple Watch, my iPod, and my Apple CarPlay. I'm so impressed with myself. That's such a little victory.
Really good.
But it's also intuitive. It's also intuitive, but I really honed in on it and I've got it down.
Yeah, that's good. That's actually a little victory for me too. That's less phone calls I'll have to field about your technology. So I feel good about that.
That's right.
All right, my little victory for the week is like literally I made it through COVID, and that's probably a bigger victory than it's worth. But I know it seems like a little victory now. It's like so many people. It's like COVID's not even cool anymore. Remember, like when people first got COVID, and you were like,
like, I feel like now no one devastating.
Like, I don't know that really. Maybe like one or two of my friends have like actually checked up on me. Like, I just feel like everyone's
well,
just
because
over
everyone
it.
Has it.
Yeah, yeah, they probably have it too. So
I mean, honestly, it's crazy. It's just, it really is not, like the flu.
Yeah.
I mean, especially it's as common as the flu. I mean, it's just,
So, anyway, but I feel I'm very happy to be on the other side of it. Even though I'm still not feeling
too.
Great.
I'm so happy for you.
Just glad it's right this little chapter.
And for all our family members, all four of you are back on the road now.
You're
really, if not fully recovered, almost there.
Yep.
So, that's
there you go. Okay. Well, we'll do our quote, and then we'll get my dad on in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
So, Mom.
We're going to end the week with Betty White. It's your outlook on life that counts. If you take yourself lightly and don't take yourself too seriously, pretty soon you can find the humor in our everyday lives. And sometimes it can be a lifesaver. Now, I think that's what you do on this show all the time. You know, you're looking at the crazy things that go on and, you know, we're laughing about them because they're just so comical and we're being lighthearted. Sometimes, not every day. Some days are heavier than others. But we do need to lighten up on ourselves and just know that, you know, tomorrow's a new day. If you had a crappy day today, tomorrow's a new day. But to look for the humor in every day. Because laughter is it's truly such great medicine. It makes you feel so good to laugh. I love to laugh.
I forget who said it. It was a quote, but it's like, don't take life so seriously because none of us are getting out alive. And like,
that was one
true.
Of my quotes.
Like, was it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, one, not true, my though. Quote, but one that I read. Yeah. It's true.
It's like, and you see it a lot, like sometimes it makes me uncomfortable, but I'll see it a lot on TikTok. I've spent like an ungodly amount of hours on TikTok this week just because I've had nothing to do, right? And a lot of people that are just in like really terrible situations, like cancer or have some type of, you know, Down syndrome or something, but like they're just like kind of making, I don't say light of their situation, but like just kind of having fun with the cards that they've been dealt.
Yes. Looking for the humor
and
in it.
Sometimes that's like super important for us to do because we get so life is hard. It is hard. And like, I try to like find the humor in everyday life. And that's what this podcast and the radio show do a lot is like, like going through divorce and everything else. Like it's not fun. But like when you can make a joke and just kind of take a second to, I don't know, just have like a little bit of fun with life, it just makes the day a little bit easier, right? So maybe if you are going through something and you can just take a second to pause and just say like, let me just try to like smile through the chaos of the crap right now. You know, maybe you'll find it to be just a little bit lighter than it was before you did. So
yes.
All right.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Whew. I'm tired of talking right now.
Well, don't worry. You don't
I'll
have
be
to
so
say
happy,
much.
Y'all. No, I know. My dad will come in. So I'm just like, I have to like get it together. My dad's coming on a second. I just like it's the last bit of energy that I don't have right now.
He has a lot to
we'll
talk
get my dad
about
on.
Today.
I know. He always does. We'll get him on in a second. First, it is officially 2022, and now is the time to start setting your wellness routine into action and prioritize your health. Care of allows your vitamin routine to be personal easy, effective, and constantly evolving. So stay on track with your health goals this year thanks to CareUp. CareUp's daily vitamin packs that make the organization of your resolution easy to stick to every single day. And CareUp is a subscription service, and what they do is they send you the high-quality personalized vitamins and powders conveniently to your door every month. So I went on there. This is how it works. And I took this in-depth quiz. It takes maybe 5 minutes or less. And you talk about your health goals, your lifestyles, and then they're going to send you a personally tailored recommendation based on your answers. And then you can stick with what they recommend, or you can add to this, or you can add to that. Every month, your pack can change depending on how you're feeling. But I recommend sticking with it for at least a couple of months just to see how it's feeling, you know, and then kind of go from there if you want to go through and kind of refine your regimen, if you will. CareUp's products are made from good-for-you, clean ingredients that are backed by the latest science and research that you can feel good about what's going into your body. I take CareUp. A lot of people take CareUp from this podcast, especially this January. You can get 50% off your order by going to takecareof.com, takecareof.com, and entering the promo code Kramer50. Takecareof.com, enter the promo code Kramer50 to get 50% off your first month of CareUp. All right, so we're going to get to my dad in a second. I'm going to be a little different this week, but first, certified fans, hello. Thank you for what you do by supporting the show.
Love you so much.
Certified fans are people that donate $5 a month to the production of this podcast, and that goes a long way. Where you're just like, well, $5, what that's going to do? Well, if you know we can get hundreds of people to do it, then honestly, it pays the bills for the podcast, and we can keep it being produced every single month. And so if you want to support the number one podcast in the country, then just text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. Text fans to 888-Kramer-8, and then we will we'll shoot you over the information so that you can start supporting. Thank you. Monday we'll start back with shout out. We still don't have one new certified fan. I'm like, damn, y'all, come on.
No, it's 2022, you guys. Come on, sign up.
Yeah.
Join our team.
Let's get one new person by Monday.
It's so great. We'd love to have you.
Bunch of perks when you join. So just even if you just want to like see what it's about, text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. That would be awesome. Also, let's vote. You know, I'm very thankful we got to the number one spot. And that's definitely something to be excited about and to be proud of, and we definitely are. And
it
if you
is.
Don't mind voting for us again, just text the word VOTE, V-O-T-E, to 888-Kramer-8. Of course, Dante, again, has made it super easy, so thank you to you, Guy. And there we go. Let's get it going again. So, with that said, Mom, that's wish me luck. I just don't know that I've got it in me. Today.
Well, you can just say, hey, Dad, how's it going? And turn him loose.
We're going to try.
He's got a big story to share.
I know he does.
Good
all right. Love
J-Mac
you.
J-Mac story. Love you forever, honey. Hang on.
See you back here on Monday. Okay.
Okay, you will.
Comes the middle of the hour, Jimmy Mike.
Woo!
Oh, God. Is that a different song?
Hey, what?
Is that a different song?
It does sound like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Is that like a remix of it? Oh, there it is. Okay.
I think I'm just getting to be a better singer, I think.
Jimmy. Oh, Jim, you're coming back. So we're doing it a little different. Number
right.
one, honestly, I didn't have time to go through news stories before we started today because I was just backed up with the radio
That's
show.
I don't want to.
But I know you got a lot to talk about. So we're just going to get right into it. And we're going to start with this new Ponzi scheme that you're trying to run on my Certified Fans Facebook page right now.
I don't know what
you're trying to do.
I know. I'm quit. I'm going to slow down. I'm slowing
what,
down now.
Explain what you've started over here for those that haven't been listening this week.
Okay. Well, I've always been a fan of the lottery. I've always wanted to win the lottery, like most people. And so I've always tried to figure out what, how would it be the easiest way to win it? Since my system of just buying a handful of tickets is not working. And so I did a lot of homework, and it seems like the group concept, they call it group concept, where you get large sums of people, as large as you can, in a group, and somehow come up with rules to share that money. So you get multiple chances. And in the case of our podcast members, they're all over the country, different places. I think geographic location has a lot of power in being spread out. So
I was attracted to your
your group.
So my dad just kind of goes on the fan page, our certified fans Facebook page, and just says, "Hey, we're doing a lottery pool. Who wants to join?" And I was like, "Whoa, hang on! Like, legally, this could be a massive nightmare for me."
Yes, it can. And I slowed down a little bit when you started talking legal. What's about the legal issues? I slowed down some.
We got to think about that, right? Because like this is what we don't need. It's like for somebody to win, but like, well, I'm going to take 80% of the cut because that was my idea. And it's just like, oh God, you know.
I know. I started thinking about them too. Yeah, somebody did win the money. We didn't, but $400 million cash option. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's a lot. So, are you planning on continuing to do this then?
Well, here's the thing: I'd like to do. I'd like to see the interest level, and then I want to develop something that would meet the needs of the fans, if they have a need, and then minimize the risk. There's a lot of different ways. I even thought today, maybe I could form a new group that would be separate so that you wouldn't have to
it wouldn't fall
stay up at night worried.
Certified.
But could come out and sort of market a little bit and bring back over to another group. But here's the key. I just read the best one. This is what you really need to do, and I won't spend much time on it. You need contracts. Of course, we all know that. Somebody needs to sign it. And the way for this to work is to have a trust. Don't get upset. So that the money, if you win, it goes into the trust. Nobody wins the money. You send money in. People that are participating send money in. We buy the tickets, me and Steven. I mean, just me. And then the trust owns the money. And then we give it out.
This sounds very complex, though. So you want people to send you money.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's how a group works. And there's a contract that says that we have to do what we ask. We'll take the money you send it. And you can send $2 or you can send $100 or $1,000 and we'll buy tickets. And if we win, it's pro. Well, let's don't get into it. It's too deep. I'm sharing way too much right now.
Yeah, this is very,
How about this? I want to ask this question. Can we, in the near future, just have a vote to see if anybody's interested in having some type of a lottery pool group?
You can call right now if you're interested. 855. No, sorry. What show is this? 888 Kramer 8. 888 Kramer 8. Because I don't know. Like, and I think that here's the thing. If you do it all the time, I feel like no one's going to care after a while. I think there has to be a certain dollar amount where people are going to get interested.
3 million, I think it's going to be infrequent. Yeah. Only let's go for the big money.
So like 500 million plus?
Huh?
500 million plus.
No, it's not that frequent. We don't even do it twice a year.
So what's an exciting number for us? 300? I thought it started at 300. Didn't it start at 300?
300 billion. I mean, 300 million.
Billion. I said, geez.
No, they start with nickels and dimes. They start with, right now, it's like 5 million. That's nothing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So 3 million, maybe that's where we start then. Maybe 3 million. I'm sorry, 300 million. Then maybe
I mean, we'll develop all those details. But let's first, all right, you put the call in. If, like Stephen just asked you, please, if you really have strong feelings, call Stephen and tell him. But then I'd like to do one of those post, you know, vote, Stephen. You know how I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know how we do it?
You can text your answer or whatever.
And I'll do it. You don't have to worry. I'll do it.
Well, let's put it back on the drawing board for now. But tell me when we start to get closer, and then maybe we can,
formulate
a plan for the next time. Okay, so we're not doing a review of the news today, but I know you do have a Jimmy Mack story. Because my dad, if you don't know, he is customer service's worst enemy. There's no way that you want to pull one over on him because he will annoy the shit out of you until he gets his way. So, but he does. Like, he's actually helped a ton of people on this podcast that have been like kind of screwed over by customer service. They'll give you tips and tricks on how to work around the worst of customer service situations. So I know that you've got something you're proud of today that you want to share. So we'll end the week with this.
Well, thank you. Dad. Now, yes. I'm trying to make it simple. It's a complex story over 3 months. I'm going to try to make it simple because all y'all want to know is the highlight. So here we go. It's a lot deeper. And if anybody wants to know the details, just email me. I'll be more than happy to spend a couple hours with you. So I needed a water heater. And okay. I have a warranty company. Warranty company provides repairs on appliances and HVAC and all that, things in your house. And right. So when something goes wrong, you call them and they get a contractor out and they pay most of it sometimes, but not all of it. But so right. That's how the scam works. And so I needed one. So they send their contractor out. They're supposed to be qualified. That's the first mistake. They weren't. It's a long story. I'm just going to say they put in the wrong water heater. Okay. They charged me $800 out of pocket, which is another scam when things, these warranty companies don't cover everything. And so these plumbers and other companies make money on the side. So I had to pay $800. Sure. I had a water heater. And then 2 weeks later, it quit working. And I found out they put in a natural gas water heater and my house operates on propane gas.
Okay.
And when I call the manufacturer, he says, "Oh my God, that's dangerous. Shut it off now."
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh man. So it's 2 days before Christmas and we got six family members coming who expect to have hot showers.
Yeah. Instead we got COVID. Now,
I didn't have to put that in.
But, that's fine.
All right. So, okay. So what do? I go out of market. I find a plumber. We get one in and now I paid him everything rather than, you know, holding him up, since he's not in network. So I turn and say, "I want to get reimbursed." And they said, "Reimbursed?" They said, "Well, okay." So I claim, they were giving me a hard time. So they sent me to claim management and I had two claims in to be reimbursed. One was for the $800 that those Yahoos took from me and did
right.
and put in the wrong one. And the right. second was $2,500 I had to pay to get somebody 2 days from Christmas to come over here and put in a, there was only two propanes in the county and they got one of them for me. So $2,500 and $800. And I asked, yeah, that's $3,300. And I asked them to be reimbursed. And after 2 weeks of trying to find the right person, this guy tells me, he says, "Mr. Yancey, we're going to give you the max. We're going to give you $1,100.
That's good though, right? I mean, what's a little less than half for what you asked for, right?
Well, I didn't feel like it. Shit, oh, I wanted all of it. Yeah. Okay. And I said, "Can't you make an exception?" He said, "Nope, no exceptions."
Oh, so but that's never good enough, though, by the way. My dad never believes yeah. people say that there's no exceptions.
What happens when you hear this? What do you have to decide immediately? You decide immediately what, Stephen? You're at the wrong what?
You're the wrong person, right?
Yeah, wrong yeah. level, wrong person.
Right, right.
So what would Jimmy Mac do?
He would go higher. You got to go higher.
Got to go high as you can go. Don't waste yep. in between, really. Go to the highest point, and that would be the CEO of this company. So yep. I said, I'm gonna Google and try to find his email address. You would think it'd be hard. In about 5 seconds, I had it. So I set up. This was in the morning. No, it was actually at night. And I crafted a real detailed letter. I forget what I started. I said, "It's the botched installation," I think. I think that's how I started. The subject was the botched insulation yeah. by your contractor. And then I said, "I'm a 6-year customer and I'm leaving over this debacle." And then I put a whole page of the dates and times that plumbing group came out. And I told them they were totally not qualified. They're not even it's not even close. They're not even qualified. None of them. I met four of them over four times and none of them were qualified. The supervisor was 24 years old. Huh? Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. So, I sent it out that next morning And I was sitting there at dinner, and all of a sudden, it seems like it always happens at dinner for me. I don't know about you, Steve. I get a call. The phone rings. I look down. It's 210. That's my warranty company. And a young lady says, I'm Laurie, and I'm the CEO wanted me to call you. And we started, you know, talking, being nice to each other. She says, we want to give you a present for all your hard work and all your suffering. I said, what's that? We're going to reimburse you the $800. And I thought real quick, and I said, wait a minute, they're going to give me $1,100.
They said they were going to give you $1,100 so far, right?
Yeah, that was for the washing machine. And now she's going to give me back the $800. Now, I quickly said to myself, you know what? That vendor is, they're going to tell him they owe it them. So they're going to get that back, you know? So that ain't no big deal. They're giving my money back. That ain't no big deal because they're going to get their money.
Right.
So I was real nice. So I didn't want to. I said to myself, until I get these checks, I don't want to upset the apple cart. My renewal was in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And they know that, and I know that. So I just said, oh, that's great. You are so kind. Thank you so much. And so left, da, 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 da. And then I get a call the other day from a girl who she was in charge of renewals. And she said, we want to know if you're going to re-up. I said, I'll tell you what, I got a big problem. Y'all owe me $1,400. And until I get all those checks, I'm not talking about renewal. So I said, would you call Laurie? She said she didn't know her. She got her in a hurry. And she called me back. And then we started talking. She said this, that. And I said, she said, okay, would you be satisfied with $700? And I said, I didn't say anything. Really. I said, well, that'd be nice. I'd like to see the check. I said, yeah, it'd be nice. I didn't say anything what I'd do. And so we finally hung up. And I said, maybe I lost that. Maybe I lost that $1,400. And yeah. I got a call this morning from Laurie. She said, Mr. Yancey, she says, it's a long story, but she says she tried to cheat me out of some money, but she said, okay, I'll give you the $1,000. You think I'll give you the $800. I'll give you the $1,000, but I'm going to hold $400 because I think the average water heater company plumbers put in about $400 worth of custom modifications and stuff. And then we don't cover that. I said, Laurie, that sounds like a great deal. And she wanted to talk
total,
to me.
You got $1,800 and then you're only supposed to get $1,100 at first, but you ended up getting $1,800.
Yeah. No, actually.
Look at that.
No, actually. No. Well, originally, yeah, let's see. Yeah, I got $1,800. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I got $1,800. So the letter got me $1,800. Yeah. All right, so go ahead and talk about it, Steve. Talk about that.
Just by going a little bit further, you know, just don't stop when they tell you no.
Yeah.
Don't stop when they tell you no.
No,
I swear to you, there's always somebody else that can give you what you need. You know, there's always
I think we should say go to the CEO. Which I think we all say go to the CEO.
I feel like it's always the answer. That's just what we've learned. I'm going to give you a new one. I'm going to give you some homework assignment. I want you to go work on this week and get back to us next week, okay? Because this is something I'm pretty upset about. So, COVID, right? COVID chaos, everything going on with all this COVID, right?
Yeah.
I obviously, before I flew back to Baltimore, I wanted to make sure that I was negative. And so I did a couple rapid tests at the house, but I also went over to urgent care in my family's hometown. And I'll be damned if I did not get a bill for $300 for that COVID test. $300 for a COVID test. And I'm like, nope, we will not rest. We will not rest.
There's no way. COVID test is
not. Yes.
Do you have it? Did you put it? Did you give it to him?
Yes.
Oh, I know what. Oh, I know why. Oh, you know why? You know, oh, Steven, you should have had some symptoms. You should have told him you had symptoms. Oh, no, that's right. The insurance won't pay. Oh.
Well, this sounds like a job for Jimmy Mack, y'all. $300 for a COVID test.
Well, I heard it was, I heard. $250 and I heard somebody, well, and we had a test and we were told by the nurse, unless you have some symptoms, your insurance won't pay for it. So I quickly had some symptoms.
Well, that's insurance fraud, but either way, I don't know. I'm not resting on this one yet. Cause I don't feel good.
Give up. Okay. All right. Well, I'll work with you and see if I can come up with another.
Yeah. We'll put our heads together. I'm sure this is what they want to deal with right now. So, all right, Dad, have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. All right, love you.
seriously so thankful that anyone that takes time to vote for this show, honestly. It's what a silly concept of a podcast, and now we've turned it into something really big, and it's just, I don't know. It's just cool, and I'm just super thankful for you, and I hope you know it. I'm really tired. I'm going to go rest up this weekend, and we're going to get back to our normal routine come Monday, including diet, unfortunately. So have the greatest weekend ever. If you haven't voted yet today, if you please would just text the word vote, V-O-T-E, to 888-Kramer-8. It is now just one click, and it takes maybe 10 seconds. So vote to 888-Kramer-8. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Goodbye.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.